Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian Baker is pleading for the Supreme Court to end California's lawfare against her religious beliefs. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we've had so many people, whether they're printers or cake bakers or florists, all these people that are Christians that just want to, web designers, that just want to use their gifts to help people, particularly regarding weddings. They've been persecuted. I mean, remember Jack Phillips? I mean, he has been around the block a few times at the Supreme Court, and they still come after him. He's in Colorado, wanting him to violate his religious freedom. Well, here we have another baker, and she is in California.
Yeah, this is California. So this is at the petition for certiorari or petition for cert stage. That means the justices have not agreed to take this case yet, but it has gone through the California system with regards to a California law. And they are asking the United States Supreme Court to take up this case, and it's a Christian baker, and it is by Kathy Miller. She requested the justices to take up her case and issue a ruling in defense of her First Amendment rights. Now, this is an interesting situation because we've already had a Christian baker, right?
Right. I mean, Jack Phillips, the Christian baker and Masterpiece Cake Shop, in the Supreme Court ruled in his favor. And also, we had 303 Creative, the web designer. So how is her case different after they've already ruled in their favor?
It's crazy that this should even have gotten this far.
Yeah.
But this case first came to be in 2017, so it's been around for a while, when Miller, a Christian cake artist, was asked to design a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. After declining to do so due to her Christian beliefs about the sanctity of marriage and then referring the couple to another baker, Miller was subjected to an investigation and then legal action by the California Civil Rights Department.
All because she wouldn't make a cake for them. It sounds similar, like the Kim Davis they want.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted her
name
to
on
make
the cake.
That's right. Exactly the same situation. While a California trial court initially sided with Miller in the dispute, a state appeals court later reversed that decision, allowing the lawfare to proceed. Miller later appealed to the California Supreme Court, which declined to hear the case earlier this year. So in the pending petition before the United States Supreme Court, Miller is saying that California's 8-year civil prosecution violates both the free speech clause and the free exercise clause of the First Amendment by forcing her to undertake actions that conflict with her Christian beliefs. So in this particular case, Miller is asking the Supreme Court to take the case. The lower court said, well, yeah, we are familiar with Master Cake Shop, at Masterpiece Cake Shop, and we're also familiar with 303 Creative, but those cases just don't apply. And they said they don't apply. Why? Because the cake she was baking was a white cake or something of that nature. It didn't actually, on its face, indicate that it was for same-sex ceremony or marriage. But she was asked to bake it and use her creative activity and artistic ability for a same-sex couple that wanted to use that for a same-sex ceremony.
What's the difference?
Well, there really isn't any difference, but that's how the lower court decided that the Masterpiece Cake Shop cake from 2018 at the Supreme Court and the 2023 303 Creative cake case with the website designer that happened in a few years ago didn't apply.
That's
didn't
a
apply
stretch.
Because Masterpiece Cake Shop and then the 303 Creative, they were asked to do something that actually had information in it that it was for a same-sex wedding.
But it was for the same reason. That's quite a stretch, I think.
Well, it's no different than saying somebody coming to you and say, I want you to produce this item for me, and it's going to be used in a celebration of a Ku Klux Klan event. And you say, I don't want to participate in anything, whether I write on the item, whether it's a cake or some other right. sign. I don't want to be part of that because it violates my Christian beliefs. I don't want to participate. I don't want to support that Ku Klux Klan event. Now, who in their right mind would say, no, you need to actually be forced to do that? Most people would say, no, you shouldn't right. be forced to do it.
No.
But here in the context of this same-sex wedding, this cake designer, cake baker, says, I don't want to participate in producing something that facilitates this ceremony that conflicts with my religious beliefs. Whether or not I say it on the cake or not is irrelevant.
Right. But so to say that the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision and the 303 creative decision don't apply here, that's really stretching it. I don't see that.
Yeah. So what is before the Supreme Court is a couple of things. Number one, this has a little bit of a different twist on it because the actual cake itself does not on its face support same-sex marriage, but it was being asked to be produced to support same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And the person says, I want to withhold my services for that particular thing. Now, she would bake a cake for somebody who's, you know, whatever life that they're doing, as long as it's not supporting a ceremony, a symbol, a wedding in this case that conflicts with her religious beliefs. So it's very similar to the Masterpiece Cake Shop, and it's very similar to 303 Creative. The other thing, however, that's interesting in this case is that the lower court, when it was addressing the free exercise of religion, the lower court relied upon the 1990 Smith decision. The 1990 Smith decision is a terrible decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. It needs to be overturned. There's been criticism of it for a long time. And there's a case that is coming soon. This may be one. Certainly it has the issue to overturn the 1990 case. Now, what happened in 1990? In 1990, the Supreme Court said, if there's a general law of neutral applicability and it happens to burden your religion, then the free exercise doesn't protect you. So if you say that everyone, religious or not religious, has to provide services for same-sex weddings, and you're not saying that it's only for religious people, you're not singling out religious people, and you're not giving any exemptions. So it's a general law, everyone has to provide services to a same-sex ceremony, and there's no exemptions to that. Then it's a general law, and it's of neutral applicability. There's no opt-outs. Well, you have a secular baker, and that secular baker may have no problem, but then you have a Christian baker, and that Christian baker has a problem. So they raise the free exercise as a defense. What the courts in California said is, sorry, you lose because you don't get any special protection under the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause. And that's the damage of the 1990 Supreme Court case called Smith. And it changed what was historically understood of the Free Exercise Clause. That's what ultimately caused me early on in the history of Liberty Counsel to develop a new litigation strategy to change the focus from free exercise of religion to free speech expression so that it would cover speech and also Christian expression to get around that 1990 case. And that particular litigation model was unique back then, but it's now commonplace, and it's the basis for a lot of our wins now at the Supreme Court and other courts. That is the case that they've asked the high court to review and reverse. There's been several attempts to reverse Smith, and so perhaps this case could be used to not only set a broader standard that it doesn't matter whether they're crafty in drafting their law, because people can be very crafty drafting a law that's general. They really want to target Christians, because Christians are the problem. They're the ones that are not complying with the LGBTQ agenda. So let's just create a law. We know why we're creating it, to target Christians, but let's not say so. Let's be very sneaky in how we draft the law. So we're going to make it apply to everybody, and there's no opt-outs. Put it in the context of vaccines. No opt-outs, including medical. Now you have a religious objection. You say free exercise of religion, and the courts would come back and say, sorry, you lose. Everybody has to comply. It doesn't matter whether it burdens your faith. It doesn't matter whether it's even part of your communion service. You lose. That particular ruling has to go because the free exercise of religion was not to make everyone equal. It was to actually give special protection to the free exercise of religion. And that's why Smith has to be overturned.
That's not why our founders sacrificed and died, so that our religious freedom could be hampered, could be exercised.
Treated just like anything else.
Yes, that's not what they did. And the government was created to protect our religious freedom.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.